Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. At StoryCorps, 74-year-old Peter Bamey and his wife, Toni, told the story of the prank phone call that brought them together.
We met at the Naval Air Base, and I was working as a quasi-police officer. I had a job of overseeing some of the things, taking complaints and whatever.
Now, in Alameda, no good girls talked or had relationships with the Navy men. They were off limits.
And her girlfriend's father was a officer in the Navy, and he was stationed on the base there.
My friend Janice and I were babysitting, and we didn't have anything else to do. We decided to call, and then they said extension, and we said 333.
And my phone number happened to be 333. So I answered the phone and talked to them, and they were playful. They were having fun. And so I said, well, geez, come on out, and we'll introduce you to my friend Frank, and we'll have, and I'll show you around the base. And they said, great. Well, they had no intentions of meeting us.
All we wanted to see is what they look like. We told them we were in a really old, broken-down car. We were in her dad's 59 Cadillac, and I had rollers, those great big huge rollers in my hair in a scarf on. And we came on the base, and we went around the block once.
As they're driving up, I spotted two girls in a car, and I stopped the car. They look guilty as the dickens. So I said, did you? Yeah, we did. And so that's how we showed them around the station.
Peter took me for a stroll to show me where he worked. And he looked down at me when he was showing me, and he, I think, later told his friend, I'm going to marry her.
And so she gave me her girlfriend's phone number, not hers. She said she was 18, so we dated, and then I found out later she was 17.
Now, Peter and I only knew each other 4 months, so you can imagine what my mom, 17, a senior in high school, wanting to get married. My parents owned a restaurant for 35 years. I took him up to the restaurant, and he asked my mother, and what did she say, Pete? No way. You're not marrying my daughter. Well, I had to have permission, so I carried this little paper and pen wherever I went, and I bugged her, and then I was fixing her hair one day, and I said, you know, I can do everything for you, and you do nothing for me. Well, I had worn her down, and she said, get married.
I don't think you could ever get married that cheaply again. That was really... We did it at the Navy base, so that didn't cost us anything, and it was really, really a nice wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except I said, honey, where did that $150 we had? Oh, I bought a wedding dress.
Sister-in-law took me to San Francisco, and I bought a beautiful white dress. It was beautiful.
And after being married for 51 years, I love you more now than I think I've ever loved you, really.
I love you very, very much.
I love you.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.